We are joined today by Gervais Headley, appointed a non-executive director of Thor Mining PLC. Morning, Gervais.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Tickety boo, how's Australia?
A bit cold, actually. It's winter down here, so it's the long coat's out today. It's got a bit of a chill in the air.
Oh, it makes a refreshing change for us. We've got a nice bit of sun.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. Yeah, I saw the Tour de France finish. Paris looked lovely. Are you getting that weather?
Yeah, we are. And another Brits won it again for the third year running.
I know, great effort there.
Excellent stuff. Me and you keep crossing paths here. Now you've joined as a non-executive director of Thor Mining. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about Thor Mining?
Sure, absolutely. So, look, Thor is it's an AIM-listed company trading under the ticker THR, and Thor is primarily, historically, has been primarily focused on tungsten, and has developed up the Molly Hill deposit, which is a 4.5 million ton deposit, a few hours outside of Alice Springs. And if you don't know where Alice Springs is, it's right in the middle of Australia near Eyres Rock. Well, not it's actually not that near Eyres Rock, but it's in that general vicinity, let's say. So they've been really driving that project forward, and then they've also been looking at other tungsten opportunities. In particular, they have some licenses out in Nevada in the Pilot Mountain project.
So I've got to tell you a daft little story here. Mick Billing, the CEO, when he was in the Tip TV studio on the 15th of June, I was actually in the studio the same day. I was stood watching him on the monitor, listening to him
Okay.
talking. How bizarre is that?
Yeah, it's a small world. There
It is, isn't it? It's crazy. And then you joined the board today, and I just think to myself, hold on a minute. I've met that CEO in the past. Anyway, that's bye bye. Just a quick one. I've noticed as well. I've got to mention this. Metal Tiger continues to build a stake in Thor Mining. I think they're going towards the 8.5%. How important is that for the company?
Well, look, I think it provides the company with a great level of support. I mean, most of your listeners will be familiar with Metal Tiger and the work that they've been doing across the small cap resources sector, and I think they are instrumental in helping to organise finance for many of these companies and helping a lot of these companies, particularly with their communications to market. So I think it's a great thing to have Metal Tiger involved. Yeah, look, it's a really exciting opportunity there at Thor.
We've got a few. Well, to be honest, I asked for some questions this morning, and I'm absolutely stunned. I've ended up collecting about 9 or 10 in the space of an hour. Is it okay if I just ask you a couple of questions on your appointment today and about the company?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first one up, will the company consider a share consolidation in the future?
Yes, I mean it might. I think because there's about 6 billion shares outstanding, we tend to do share consolidations. We'd probably prefer to do it when the share price is a little bit stronger, and perhaps when the whole sector is a little bit stronger. But that's something we would be looking at. We'll let people know in due course if that's something that the board decides to do.
How do you transform a company from a slow and steady into a more dynamic proposition?
Well, that's a very expansive question, Alex. So I'm going to act a little bit more specific and say, look, what's the opportunity at Thor in particular? And look, there is a big opportunity here. And I think people need to step back and think about, firstly, the relative valuation of the company today, well, certainly as of the close of trading on Friday, the market capitalization of the company was under 2 million pounds. Now, generally, for under 2 million pounds, you'd expect a company with maybe some tenements, maybe they've done some soil sampling, even stuck a couple of holes in the ground, but you wouldn't expect to be able to buy a company with a resource and with a feasibility study that demonstrates a 6 year mine life for that resource. And so I think your starting base with Thor is you've got a lot of work that's been done, a lot of money has been spent, and you've got a resource and a feasibility study. So a lot of the basic questions about that resource, such as metallurgical questions, have already been answered, and there's something of value there. Now, Obviously, the market understands that to make the economics of Mullyhoo outstanding, it would be really good if we could increase the mine life of Mullyhoo. And so currently, the board is working on a plan, on working on plans, I should say, to increase the mine life and looking at various aspects to do that. And I think one of the more exciting possibilities there is we've identified some magnetic anomalies, which we believe are fairly shallow. They're under maybe 20 meters of cover. And those magnetic anomalies are very similar to the original magnetic anomalies that were used to identify Mullyhoo. So if you go back to the 1970s, in essence, when they discovered Mullyhoo, they were targeting a magnetic anomaly, and that's when they found tungsten there, and that was the birth of Mullyhoo. And there are magnetic anomalies around Mullyhoo, all of which look fairly similar. And so the board is working on designing a low-cost program to cover to test, in essence, those anomalies for the presence of tungsten. And I'd use the word low cost here because we're not going to go out with some big expensive drill campaign. This is going to be a very light touch campaign to basically do almost soil sampling, except soil sampling is being done, or rock sampling. It's being done about 20 meters below cover. So you go 2 or 3 meters into the rock and you just see, look, is there tungsten there? And it can be a very low cost exercise, and we're going to be using that. And hopefully, if we discover tungsten of reasonable grade there, that could be a very simple way, or relatively simple way, to prove up the mine of life. And if we can increase the mine life for Mullyhoo, then suddenly the economics look great. I mean, if we can just get this from 6 years to 8 or 9 years, then that's a dramatic improvement to the economics. As anyone who's ever done a discounted cash flow future model, sorry, a discounted cash flow model would understand, just that extra couple of years makes a really big difference.
Oh,
So that's
definitely.
one thing. Yeah. So that's one thing we're looking at. Sorry, Alex.
No, I'm saying I agree. If you can expand the mine life, it makes financial sense.
Yeah. So I think that that's certainly one of several options we're looking at, but I think that's the most exciting one at this point. And then also to come back to your original question, the other aspect of this is, well, there's just a lot of other opportunities. As you know, there's Pilot Mountain, which is exciting in itself, but there's a whole pipeline of external deals that we're seeing. As I've said, in terms of other companies such as Metal Tiger and Greatland, it's just a great time to capitalize on the relatively depressed valuations, across the commodity sector. And I think Thor is, now going to be in a position to do that.
No, that's great. So these questions are in no particular order. Where will the company focus its resources in the coming months?
Well, as I say, I think there's probably two immediate things we're doing. The one is on Mullyhoo, as I said, looking for shallow tungsten resources that we can use to expand the existing resource and increase the life of mine. And then on the external front, I think we're focusing quite a lot of time on evaluating external opportunities that are coming into us. And there's a couple of really good opportunities that we're looking at right now. There's a lot out there. I mean, tungsten has been in particular, has been a tough area. And so there's a lot of properties on the block, and a lot of people are looking to do deals.
That brings me nicely into the next question. Here's a good question for you. Where do you see tungsten by the year end in 2 to 3 years down the line? Get your crystal ball out, Javiers.
Yeah, I'll get the magic hat with the rabbit in it, and yeah, there you go. No, it's it, look. It, I don't know by the end of the year. There is some seasonality in the tungsten market, so normally the price is a little bit more depressed this time of year. So you would hope that if you follow traditional seasonality, the price would rise probably over the next 4 or 5 months. The tungsten market, like all these commodity markets, is being depressed. Prices have fallen significantly. That's had the effect, obviously, of delaying, a lot of mine expansion, delaying a lot of exploration. I mean, exploration for many companies just hasn't happened. And so you know, I think you're going to see the typical supply tightening that you'd expect across the other resources as well, and that occurring in tungsten. Tungsten's a little bit more complicated because so much of the demand and so much of the supply is China-based. But, you know, in China at the moment, a lot of the suppliers are operating illegally. So China has a quota, and there's a lot of people producing above that quota. So, you know, China has an interest in not seeing the tungsten price drop below these levels. You know, there's a lot of operators in China who are producing and not making any money, and the government's not particularly happy about it. And I don't think they want to see, you know, tungsten prices below this level. But, you know, and I think as demand slowly picks up, you know, you're going to see an increasing in supply tightening as well.
How are discussions going to bring forward the 1.5 ord for Spring Hill?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting point you raise about that, and I just remind people that, you know, Thor is in a very good financial position, you know, solid financial position. You know, they sold Spring Hill for $3.5 million. $2 million of that was received in February this year. There's another $1.5 million that's due in February of next year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a good chunk of change that's coming in. So, you know, there's definitely a good amount of cash. Now, in terms of bringing that in, I know Mick has been in conversations there. I haven't heard the latest in terms of how that's progressed. I don't have any answer for you on that today. But, you know, we're hopeful that we could perhaps bring that forward.
It is a chunk of cash, like, to say the least. Did Metal Tiger have any influence in your appointment today? If so, why did they want you on the board?
Well, that sounds like a good question for Paul.
I know. These are genuine questions from shareholders.
Yeah, sure. I Paul approached me about Thor, I think, I can't remember how long ago it was, maybe 4 to 6 weeks ago. You know, I knew that Metal Tiger was a significant, a large shareholder in Thor. And, I think, you know, the general view was that there's a lot of opportunity, Thor. And, you know, I don't want to put words into his mouth, but I think he'd say, look, it's, you know, going back to my original point, which is that, you know, you're paying less than £2 million for a company where you've already got a resource and a feasibility study. A lot of good work's been done. You've got opportunities in Nevada. You've got an interesting, you know, pipeline of external deals. You know, it's just sometimes about just bringing it all together and then being able to communicate the message clearly to the market. And, you know, I think that's why part of the reason, you know, I've gotten involved. And I think the board of Thor also understands that it's a good time to bring in a new face and work on some of those areas where maybe they've been a little bit weak historically.
Okay, just to touch on the tungsten, is tungsten going to remain the focus of the company going forward? If not, what else? If so, what is your strategy to build the business into a large-scale international tungsten player?
Sure. So tungsten is the focus at the moment, and in all honesty, the deals that we're looking at the moment are tungsten deals, but I don't believe that the board is committed solely to tungsten going forwards. I mean, it would be great if we could build a large international tungsten business, you know, and I think there's a real possibility that, you know, we could do that if we execute correctly and if the markets are supportive and we can find the right deals. But, you know, I don't think at this stage we're going to rule out anything. I mean, we're not going to go into hair care or anything, but certainly all the other, you know, commodities, we'll definitely, you know, have a good look at. But I don't want to sort of narrow down our focus to one particular commodity at this point. It's just too early to do that.
Look, these are coming thick and fast for you, Gervais. Will you be working with Mick Billing to enhance the marketing and communication of Thor Mining to ensure a greater level of awareness and investment engagement?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as I said, that there are areas where Thor knows that more can be done. And one of those areas is investor communications. It is difficult. You know, all the current directors, except for myself, sit in Adelaide. It is sometimes difficult when you know, they're in Adelaide to appreciate all the nuances of the London market in terms of all the communications and the platforms, etc. So, we'll be taking a good look at all that and making a concerted effort to improve investor communications, but also, just to up the rate of news flow in terms of keeping people informed, and then disseminating that information across, all the channels, such as your own fine channel, Alex.
No, well, investors do like this, you know what I mean? To be honest as well, today, what you're doing right now, you're actually answering shareholders' questions. So that's the beauty of what you're doing today, because they get the chance to put this across to you and then they can listen to this. So it's all good stuff. Is the company thinking with any acquisition mindset, particularly while resource projects are on the cheap side as the recovery is only in the early stages?
Yeah, I think we've touched on this, but absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the company is, we're working on acquisitions and, joint venture / farming arrangements as we speak. There's nothing there to announce to the market today, otherwise we'd announce it. But, the board is, and Mick in particular, is very actively looking at all the opportunities.
Okay, two more before you can disappear into the sunset. Molly Hill has been the staple Thor for a number of years. How do you move the project from the staple category to become an exciting opportunity?
Well, exactly. It comes down to mine life. There is a certain amount of money that you have to spend up front to get that mine into production. And the key is, look, how much cash can you get out of it over time? And that comes down to the resource. And as I say, there's several ways that we might seek to increase the resource. And obviously, there's no certainty about any of this because you don't know that the tungsten's there. But there are several ways that we might seek to do that. But I think that, the board has identified that there are these magnetic anomalies, which we believe are near surface, nearby. And, we're putting a plan together now to target those. And look, if we do find something that's even, half the size of Molly Hill, existing Molly Hill, but with similar grade and near surface, then it's off to the races. I mean, the economics of that mine improve dramatically.
Oh, thank you, Gervais. The last one, why Pilot Mountain? What's the plan with that project and why is Thor so enthusiastic about the opportunity there?
Pilot Mountain is an interesting one. It's it's probably a project that's misunderstood by the market, and so I think that we need to spend more time discussing it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing it today. We'll leave that for future podcasts. But in essence, there's already a resource there, a significant resource, like a 7 million ton resource. It's on the property, but the real opportunity is potentially on the west side of the property. So the existing resources on the east side, but there's some very interesting structures on the west side that we'd like to target. I can go into the why of that on future calls, but in essence, it looks like there are possibly some resources there near surface that track more horizontally than vertically, and so would be if the grades there could be very economic. It's a little early, I think, and I'm personally, to be frank, not as familiar with that property. So I think we need to touch base again and talk about that one in the future once the board has decided exactly what the plan is there.
No, that's great stuff, Gervais. Thanks very much because you've answered so many questions. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. And as I say, look, I think the key for people looking at Thor, Thor has been one of these stocks that's just been down, 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 that's been sort of flat for a long time around this range. And I think people are missing the opportunity here, which is, for £2 million, if you were to go and look at what you get for £2 million, a lot of other companies, it's not much. As I say, here you've got resource, you've got a feasibility study, you've got another resource in Nevada, you've got interesting exploration opportunities in Nevada, and frankly, you've got a team of people who know tungsten really well, and we're seeing a lot of tungsten deals come across the desk, and look, there's some, I think there's some big potential here to dramatically create value for shareholders.
With the likes of yourself and Mick, it looks like a new beginning, to be honest, for the company. It
Yeah,
looks,
well,
yeah.
yeah, well, certainly, you know, yeah. I look, I think there's a lot that we can do working together, and with the other members of the board, and also the other members of staff. I mean, there's some, you know, some really good people there, who understand, you know, these projects and the tungsten market really well, and I think there's a lot we can do, to drive this forward.
No, that's great, Gervais. Thanks very much for talking to LSE Share Talk. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, no, thanks, Alex. It's great to speak to you again, and hopefully we'll be so speaking again very, very shortly.
I hope so. All right, cheers.
Okay, thanks, mate. Bye.